From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. Vice President lashes out at Russia. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden warned European nations today to be ready for Russia to try to influence their elections in the same way that U.S. intelligence agencies say they're certain Russia did in the November vote that is bringing Donald Trump to office this week. In the final major speech of his vice presidential term, Biden addressed the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland.
With many countries in Europe slated to hold elections this year, we should expect further attempts by Russia to meddle in the democratic process. It will occur again, I promise you.
Biden further accused Russia of working to unravel what he called the liberal international order and return to a world in which superpowers exerted control over nations in their sphere of influence. In addition to targeting democratic systems, Biden cited Russian aggression against their neighbors, including actions in Ukraine. Russia has rejected the U.S. intelligence conclusion that it interfered in the election with the goal of helping Trump. Biden also sought to reassure NATO countries that the U.S. remains committed to the alliance. Trump, during his campaign, called NATO obsolete and suggested the U.S. would not automatically defend a member who had not paid its full share. Biden said the United States has an unshakable commitment to all of its NATO allies. At least 33 people have been killed in northern Mali and dozens more injured in a suicide car bombing near a camp housing former rebels and pro-government fighters. Witnesses said the blast happened outside the Joint Operational Mechanism base in the city of Gao around 9 o'clock local time, just as hundreds of soldiers began to gather for a meeting. This is VOA News. A Nigerian military airstrike killed more than 50 people Tuesday in what officials are calling an accidental bombing during operations targeting the militant group Boko Haram. The military initially said the airstrike in Ran hit a camp for people internally displaced by Boko Haram, but a presidential spokesman told VOA it struck a civilian area. President Muhammadu Buhari promised support for the victims in a statement on his official Twitter account. The aid group Doctors Without Borders said that its members were treating 122 wounded patients in their facility in the northern Borno state. MSF put the death toll at 52 in a statement released in the hours after the attack. Iraq's prime minister today has called for a full investigation into the invasion of Iraq in 2003 and events since for the benefit of all sides involved. Haider al-Abadi told reporters Tuesday that he would like to see a thorough investigation of America's decision-making that took the U.S. forces from liberating to occupying Iraq. He said the invasion, in fact, unleashed instability and led to chaos that persists to this day. Abadi added that America's involvement in Iraq opened the doors for all terrorist groups from all over the world to enter the country, something Iraqis paid dearly for. The Iraq premier, in a veiled message to the incoming Trump administration, also said he hopes that Iraqis will be compensated for the tragedies and catastrophes that they endured. Three strong earthquakes shook central Italy in the space of an hour Wednesday, striking the same region that suffered a series of deadly quakes last year and further isolating towns that have been buried under more than a meter of snow for days. Premier Paolo Gentiloni said it appeared no one was killed, but that it was a difficult day for Italy. Several towns and hamlets in the quake zone had already sounded the alarm in recent days that they were without electricity and were isolated from highways due to the heavy snowfall that has blanketed much of central Italy. The quakes only made matters worse, knocking out some cell phone service, hampering emergency responses, and sending quake-weary residents into panic. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is pledging to ensure that the Brexit process does not divide Europe. And she says she's confident that it won't drive a wedge between governments and businesses. Merkel said after meeting her Italian counterpart Wednesday that British Prime Minister Theresa May's speech setting out plans for a clean break with the EU has offered a clearer impression of what London wants. But she stressed that negotiations will begin only when Britain formally triggers exit talks. More at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.